Welcome to Mic'd Up with Maddie. I'm your host, Maddie Ice. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode. This week, we're going to talk about the Michigan State game from last Saturday and some other things going on in the world of sports and some video game stuff. So to lead off with our main story, how about them Spartans, huh? That's right, the Michigan State Spartans, my team, my university, came back and showed Michigan who the big brother of the state really is. I mean, it's clear cut. Michigan State is clearly the better team. They've been the better team over the last 15 years. Michigan State is now 10, has not won 10 out of the last 14 meetings versus Michigan. But yet, we're still the little brother. Yeah, I don't think so. What the hell have you guys done the last 14 years? Oh yeah, that's right. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Y'all need to shut your mouth. And Harbaugh? I hope Jim Harbaugh never leaves Michigan. Because he's a joke. He's a quack. The dude's an idiot. So you can stay there for as long as you want. Because as long as he stays there, Michigan will be just a bunch of losers. And Mel Tucker, I mean, first Michigan State head coach to go 2-0. Versus Michigan. I mean, nothing else to say. And Kenneth Walker III. You better start putting some respect on this young man's name. This dude's going to win the Heisman. And if Saturday wasn't a statement, I mean, over, what, I think 206 total yards and 5 touchdowns. He single-handedly won that game for Michigan State. And Michigan knew he was going to get the ball, and they still couldn't do nothing to stop him. Nothing. There were some of those runs he didn't even get touched. And you know one reason why Michigan lost? Jim Harbaugh is the reason why they lost that game. They lost that game because he has no leadership. He's standing on the sidelines just with his eyes wide open, his mouth open, like, I don't know what to do. What's going on? Oh, no. Hey, let's switch the quarterback, even though Cade McNamara is lighting up the Michigan State defense. Let's bring in J.J. McCarthy. It's going to be fantastic, you know? Fantastic. Oh, he fumbled there? Oh, well, we'll just go back to him again. Oh, he fumbled. Now Michigan State has a ball. Oh, and we scored, what, 2 plays later? Yeah. And for all you Michigan slappies, because I know I'm going to hear it. God, I've been hearing it all week. It's like, oh, well, that blown call or that overturned call that shouldn't have been overturned in the second. That's why we lost. That was in the second quarter. You complaining about that? In the third quarter, you had a 16-point lead. 16-point lead. What did you do? Here, let's look. You were up 30-14. You want to know how the rest of your possessions went? Punt, field goal, fumble, turnover on downs, interception after you're up 30-14. So, yeah. So don't be complaining. You know, and Michigan State, I'm telling you right now, is going to go to the college football playoff. They're going to win the Big Ten. Everyone's worried about Ohio State. I've watched Ohio State. Ohio State ain't that good. They're not as good as everyone makes them out to be. I think they're not going to be able to stop Walker. And Peyton Thorne is getting better and better. That defense is only getting better and better. Look, they were getting torched by Michigan in that game, in the passing game. And when it came down to it, they buckled up, they battened down the hatches, and they finished. As what Mel Tucker said, they were more prepared. They were the better team, and they proved it. They dragged Michigan down into the deep end and drowned them. So, Saturday was an amazing day for me. So, that's how I feel about that. On to some other stuff. Look at what's going on in the NFL. I mean, we had that big trade, Von Miller to the Rams. If the Rams weren't already the favorite to win the Super Bowl, they definitely are now. That defense, either Von Miller or Aaron Donald is about to be racking up some sacks. Because you can't double-team both of them. And if you do, Leonard Floyd's going to burn you. He will burn you. I mean, so the Rams are definitely my pick right now to win the Super Bowl. Look at other news. I mean, the Raiders are just falling apart. First, John Gruden. He's out because of all that crazy stuff. And then you look at what's going on with Henry Ruggs. It came out today that he is now could be facing up to 4 to 6 years in prison for being an idiot, for being an absolute moron. And frankly, he deserves it. If he gets 4 to 6 years, it won't be enough. He killed someone. He killed someone. He might as well have killed her in cold blood. Idiot. So, I mean, just a moron. Other things in the NFL, I mean, got the whole situation with Odell Beckham. Of course, everyone here in Detroit is like, oh, they should claim him. Hell no. He didn't want to play for the Browns. He's definitely ain't going to want to play for this suck-ass team. Yeah, don't get me started on the Lions. 44-6 versus the Eagles. You couldn't even put up a single touchdown versus the Eagles. The Eagles. And I'll be honest, tell you right now, I watched about 30 seconds of that game. I knew it was going to be bad. Everyone's like, oh, they might win. Like, you ain't got no chance in hell. I've looked at the schedule. They have one more game on their schedule. I think that they might have a chance to win. And that's Thanksgiving versus the Bears. And I'm going to tell you right now, they ain't going to win that game. There ain't no way in hell they're going to beat the Bears. Because the Bears own us. Look at some other things going on. You got the whole situation with Aaron Rodgers. Sorry, I don't know why I couldn't get his name out. Whole situation going on with Rodgers. I mean, you got all the people saying shit about him. It's like, hey, I didn't say anything until I saw the interview with Pat McAfee and AJ Hawk on the Pat McAfee show. And I listened to him. It's like, hey, there was a reason why he didn't take the COVID vaccine. First off, two of them he couldn't take because he was allergic to an ingredient in two of them. And everything with the J&J vaccine, I wouldn't have touched the J&J vaccine either. If that was the only option, I wouldn't have gotten vaccinated. And frankly, the only reason I got vaccinated is because I had just had COVID, and I'm like, hey, nothing could be worse than what I had to deal with. And you listen to all the protocols that non-vaccinated players have to go through. I'm like, this is ridiculous. When you consider that Aaron Rodgers pointed out is that he got COVID from someone who was unvaccinated. No. He got COVID from someone who was vaccinated. So just because you're not vaccinated doesn't mean you're public enemy number one. Because he got it from someone who was vaccinated. He said the day that he got COVID, or one of the days he got COVID, someone who was vaccinated had tested positive that day. And they allowed that person to walk right in. Person sat down and ate lunch with five other people and then found out he tested positive for COVID. Just all that crazy stuff. So, yeah. This is coming from a Lions fan, and I hate the Packers and I hate Rodgers, but I stand with Aaron Rodgers on this. He did what was best for his body and his health, and the NFL basically said, no, you're a quack. You need to do it this way or eat shit. And he told them, well, you can go eat my shit. Sorry for the language, but it's true. And so, yeah, I stand with Aaron Rodgers on that, and I never thought I'd ever say that. Got some other stuff going on, you know. Look at what's going on with the NHL. They're having a bit of a problem. Sidney Crosby just came back from injury, and now, boom, he's out with COVID. Speaking of the NHL, Jack Eichel finally got out of Buffalo. Finally got traded to Vegas, and what, you ask me? I mean, the Buffalo got some good players back, but Vegas clearly won that trade. Obviously, now Eichel finally gets to have the surgery he's wanted, this disc replacement surgery that is his doctor recommended, but Buffalo was blocking, wasn't going to allow it to happen because, I don't know, they're a terrible organization. And of course, now here, like, former players coming out saying, oh, Jack Eichel was a terrible teammate, and that terrible, like, really? Well, what has Buffalo done this decade? I'll wait. Nothing. It's like they put all these guys around him. The coaches or GMs are changing left and right. The Buffalo Sabres are like the Detroit Lions of the NHL. Eichel literally is like, hey, let me have the surgery I want. And they wouldn't. They denied letting him have the surgery he wanted. So he's sitting there in tremendous amount of pain with this back and neck injury. You know, I'd be pissed off too. I wouldn't want to play for them either. So I am very happy for Jack Eichel. Would I love for the Red Wings to be able to pull off a trade like that? Yeah, but I don't think we needed a guy like Jack Eichel. It would be nice. That would be fantastic. But, I'm hoping for Shane Wright or Matthew Savoy. The Wings, there's some stuff going on with them. We don't really know what's going on with Larkin right now. She's out for personal reasons, which I won't, hey, dude, you got to take care of yourself and your family first, dude. So, and I hope the captain gets back soon. Got a bunch of other stuff, NBA season, that's going well. You got all the stuff going on with Ben Simmons, which, he clearly wants out of Philadelphia, and Philadelphia is just playing hardball because they're trying to get, like, 5 first-round picks for him. It's like, you could probably get 2. You're not getting 5 for a guy who can't shoot. It's not that he just can't shoot. He refuses to even try and work on shooting or even shoot the ball. And then you got that dumbass Kyrie Irving, his situation. Like, oh, well, I'm not against the vaccine. I'm standing up for the rights of all the people, of other people. It's like, they don't like you, so why do you give a shit? I mean, you can stand up for us all you want, but once you get on the court and play for your teammates, if you don't want to play, then retire. And the Nets, baby, I told them, like, you don't want to play for us? Then you can retire. So, I stand with the Nets on that one, because his whole thing of standing up for the people and the injustice, I'm like, no, you're not. You're making this about you because you're a diva. You want all the attention, and all the attention is on you because you're not out there playing. Of course, everyone said, oh, well, the Nets will still win the championship. The Nets are never going to win a championship with those three. You know why? Because Kyrie Irving is lazy and he's selfish. Kevin Durant is great. He's awesome. Like, I got nothing bad to say, Kevin Durant, except for once you get rid of all your Twitter accounts. And James Harden, I'll say it right now, James Harden's a lazy piece of shit. The other night I saw him against the Pistons, he's just jogging towards a loose ball, decides to stop, and Sadiq Bey just picks it up and gets an easy bucket. I'm like, you lazy piece of, like, bend over and pick up the ball, you bum. Supposed to be an NBA player, an elite NBA player. You look like you got a dad bod. No wonder you don't play defense. I don't think you have the stamina to play defense and play offense. It's like, man, like, if you want to get paid like a superstar and treated like a superstar, why don't you get in shape and actually be a superstar? That's one of my biggest things with Zion Williamson. That dude has got all the talent in the world. But, dude, man, it's like, man, do you want to work out a little bit? You want to lay off the snacks? I think he's, like, the heaviest player in the NBA. I'm like, dude, like, your knees are going to give out. You're going to blow out your knees in, like, a few years. Unless you start taking care of your body, man, you can... Like, you can ball, he can go. But look at LeBron James. LeBron James took care of his body. That's why he's played this long. Look at Kobe Bryant. Look at all the greats. They all took care of their bodies. That goes back. Why don't you ask Shaquille O'Neal what his career would have been like if he had actually put the effort into working out and getting in shape? He's said it himself. If he had put in the time and effort, the kind of work ethic that Kobe had, he would have been the greatest of all time, and him and Kobe would have won like 10 titles. So Zion, you want to be the best in the league, and you need to start taking care of your body, man. Because I would hate to see a player with that kind of talent fizzle out because he didn't take care of his body, dude. Like you shouldn't, for a player with that kind of athleticism and that kind of talent, you shouldn't be the heaviest player in the league. No. Like, you need, like, if he could get down to LeBron James weight, LeBron James, for most of his career, weighed around 260 pounds. I think that's a perfect weight for Zion. Maybe he wants to be a little bigger, but, dude, like, you're pushing three bills, dude. You need to start losing some weight, man. I would hate to see his career end because he didn't take care of his body. You know, got some other stuff going on in sports, you know. Obviously, we got a lot of qualifying in that for the Olympics. That's going on. So, that's exciting. And, you know, when we look at the world of video games, you got Call of Duty Vanguard just came out. All right. I'm not going to get it. I've talked about it before. It's just another Call of Duty game, and it's World War II. I love World War II. I'm actually currently rewatching Band of Brothers, but how many shooting games about World War II do we need? I mean, Call of Duty just did it like 3 years ago. I mean, Battlefield just did it a few years ago. You got all these other games that cover it. That, come on, like, focus on something else. But Battlefield 2042 is coming out like next week. I'm not getting it. I mean, I have no desire to get it. I am hoping here soon to get the Guardians of the Galaxy. So I'm excited for that. We got Dying Light 2 that is coming out soon. I'm very excited for that. I love the original game. So I'm very excited for that to come out. You know? Well, right now, I've started playing Gears 5 again. So that's excited. Still playing Back 4 Blood. Still playing Warzone and Rebirth as well. Yeah, got some other things inside. Uncharted 4. I'm playing through that still. You know, still swaying some Marvel Spider-Man on the side. It's just such a great game. But, you know, all that's going on. So I appreciate you guys' time. Appreciate you guys stopping by and hanging out with me for a bit. Until next time, I will talk to you guys next week. Don't forget to check out my Twitch page at MattyIced88. Check out my social medias as well. Until then, I'll talk to you guys next time. You guys be safe and take care of yourself. Much love.